I am Tamara Wallace with KFRM 550 AM, and I'm with Farah Ahmad with USDA Rural Development. Farah, can you tell us about the high-speed internet in rural areas?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that question. So here at USDA Rural Development, we are really excited about investing in high-speed internet. So, you know, the Biden administration has the goal of reaching 100% connectivity when it comes to high-speed internet. But that also means high-quality internet, and it means affordable internet. And so 2 years ago, the president signed into law the bipartisan infrastructure law and had a lot of money for those high-speed internet investments. And a good chunk of that change came to USDA Rural Development into our flagship internet program, which is called ReConnect. And it gave us about $2 billion into that program. And what I love about that program is that it's exclusively for rural communities. Because when we talk about getting 100% connectivity, that means getting to all rural places and some of the most rural and remote places in this nation. And so over the course of the last 2 years, we've actually made all of the awards for that $2 billion, and we did it pretty quick. And so we actually just announced the last tranche of those awards this past month. And what that $2 billion kind of translates to across the nation is 141,000 households now having access to high-speed internet. It means 17,000 farms now having access to high-speed internet. It means 600 educational facilities now having access to high-speed internet. So we're really excited because all of those different pieces of a rural community rely on internet in different ways. You know, whether you're a small business on Main Street trying to connect to a global marketplace, whether you're a farmer engaging in precision agriculture, or whether you're a rural hospital who needs to connect to patients and other providers, high-speed internet is going to make all of those a possibility.
Farah, where are the resources for farmers?
So USDA has a lot of resources for farmers, and rural development has a couple of really exciting tools that I want to highlight today. One of those tools has been supercharged through the Inflation Reduction Act, and that's a program called the Rural Energy for America program. And we got $2 billion for that program, and it is tailored specifically for businesses and for producers. And what it does is it helps businesses and producers lower their energy costs. And so one great example I like to talk about is on a farm that I visited recently in New Jersey, Specialty Crops Farm. They're growing asparagus, and they have a small processing facility on site. And their annual energy cost for that facility is over $200,000. They got a grant from us through the Rural Energy for America program. They put some solar panels on their farm, and now their annual energy costs is $0. So that means more money in the hands of producers. It means more money they can invest in their business. They can invest in their workers. And ultimately, what that means is more money invested in their rural community to help those rural communities thrive and to give more economic opportunities for rural people in the place that they call home.
And Farah, can you tell us about the rural health care?
Absolutely. Well, first, I want to wish you a happy National Rural Health Day. And so USDA Rural Development has done a lot of work over the years in investing in rural health, because we know that having a healthy community means a strong community. And so USDA Rural Development is doing a couple of different things. One thing is today we announced a partnership with the National Rural Health Association. And that association really has a lot of expertise when it comes to figuring out how to keep rural hospitals and health clinics open. We know that too many rural hospitals have had to close their doors over the last few years, and we're dedicated to figuring out ways to strengthen that rural hospital infrastructure, because we know that rural communities deserve access to that primary care, that urgent care, and other critical services. And so what this partnership is going to do is the National Rural Health Association is going to provide expertise and technical assistance to help rural hospitals improve their business operations, figure out how to be financially sustainable so they can keep those doors open and make sure that healthcare gets to the people that need it most.
I've been speaking with Farah Ahmad with the USDA Rural Development, and this is Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.